The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul. FM 107.5, K298CO Minneapolis. Intelligent radio.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Authorities in Texas warning Americans against travel into Mexico after a spate of recent violent kidnappings.
The statement comes after police in the border town of Benitez reported that three women who'd crossed into Mexico to sell clothes at a local market had been missing for more than 2 weeks. Earlier this week, two American citizens who'd entered Mexico for medical treatment were kidnapped and killed by a local criminal gang. Two other hostages were released unharmed after local police arrested five gang members. The incident threatened to sour relations between the two countries. On Wednesday, two Republican senators proposed a bill authorizing the deployment of U.S. troops over the border to fight the cartels.
BBC correspondent Leonardo Rocha. Regulators have seized the assets of Silicon Valley's top bank. This is SRN News.
These are the official rules for all contests on Salem Media Group and Salem Communications Holding Corporation stations in the Twin Cities. Collectively, Salem TC from time to time will conduct contests. No purchase necessary to enter or win. If for any reason a prize is not available, a substitute prize may be offered. Winners will be limited to one prize every 30 days. Winners of a major prize will be limited to one every 365 days. A major prize is any prize with a value of more than $1,000. Participants and winners must be U.S. residents that are responsible for any and all taxes. For full contest rules, see this station's website.
We've got the closer edition of the Northern Alliance Radio Network with Brad Carlson coming up next here on The Patriot. A big congratulations to the Northern Alliance Radio Network and the headliner, Mitch Berg, the new guy, Jack Tomczak, and of course, the closer, Brad Carlson, going 19 years strong. That is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities. It's right here every single weekend. Congratulations to the guys. Your forecast calls for a cloudy day. We could see some lingering snow flurries out there, down to 19 for tonight's low.
Portions of this program may have been pre-recorded.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
Stand by for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And go launch sequence. Engineering?
Go flight.
Master control?
Go flight.
Studio engineer?
Go flight.
We are go for launch in T-minus 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
The Northern Alliance Radio Network is on the air, live and local from the AM 1280 The Patriot Studios in Eagan. Here is the closer, Brad Carlson.
AM 1280 The Patriot. It is the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back with another edition of the broadcast we like to call the closer. That's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning into our show. You can check out my blog at bradcarlson.org. And we are here to take your phone calls. 651-289-4488. If you'd like to weigh in via Twitter, feel free to do so. Just use hashtag NarnShow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show. Hashtag NarnShow for any comments or questions. And as always, we thank you for tuning in. And we also have our live stream up and running at our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page as I wave to the camera right now. So if you'd like to watch the broadcast, as well as leave a comment or question in the comment thread on said broadcast, feel free to do so. Again, just go to Facebook.com, do a search for the Northern Alliance Radio Network, and give us a like or a follow if you haven't done so already. And as always, we appreciate you tuning in. Hopefully you're tuning in on time. Hopefully everybody remembered to set their clocks ahead 1 hour. I did, and as a result, everything is running smoothly and on time thus far today. Well, I'm going to kind of divide the broadcast up. I seem to do this quite a bit where I talk local issues, local slash Minnesota issues 1 hour, and then national news in the other hour. So I'll start off with the first hour talking about some local national stuff. I know we've lamented on this broadcast and
quite frankly, all of our Narn shows, whether it's Mitch on Saturdays 1 to 3 or Jack immediately following him from 3 to 5, that the Republicans blew a golden opportunity this last election cycle. It was right there for the taking, given the public safety was a salient issue all over the country, but especially here in Minnesota and particularly in the metro area. Public safety, violent crime, definitely on the minds of Minnesotans. And, you know, just a year before, November 2021, the odd year elections, you know, the mayoral elections, city council elections in Minneapolis and St. Paul, Minneapolis voted against defunding the police by a significant margin. And a lot of the defund the police Minneapolis city council members either didn't seek reelection or lost. So the Republicans had an issue on which they could pounce or seize, you know, because whenever Republicans react to an issue, it isn't the egregiousness of the issue as much as the Republicans' reaction to it. Republicans pounce on rises in violent crime. Well, unfortunately, as we know, Minnesota Republicans did not take advantage of that issue simply because they just were caught flat-footed in other areas. We don't need to relitigate that. Again, I've done that enough on this broadcast the last few months. But we are certainly reaping the whirlwind, if you will, of Republicans not taking advantage of this last election cycle. And it starts, of course, with Attorney General Keith Ellison. Keith Ellison limped to victory in the Democrat wave year of 2018 and won re-election by less than 1% this past November. And it's like, well, get ready. I mean, he's going to be focusing more on these nonsense and politically weaponizing the Attorney General's office. And that was no more clearer than this past week. This is from a Pioneer Press article from Tuesday. Minnesota's Attorney General announced Tuesday he's launched a civil investigation into Kia and Hyundai's sale of vehicles that he says don't have industry standard anti-theft technology. Theft of such vehicles increased 611% in St. Paul and 836% in Minneapolis last year compared with 2021. Thieves have been able to break into Kia and Hyundai vehicles and start them relatively easily and quickly without keys, according to law enforcement. Broken glass, stolen cars, shattered lives, Attorney General Keith Ellison said at a Tuesday news conference. Thousands of Minnesotans have returned from shopping, school, and work, only to find that their car has been stolen. And in tragic cases, those stolen cars have been involved in crimes, crashes that have resulted in death, that have resulted in injury, and they have resulted in great harm. Ellison's office served civil investigative demands on Kia and Hyundai Tuesday, which he says will require them to produce documents and answer questions under oath. The plan is to gather information to determine whether the vehicle manufacturers violated Minnesota's consumer protection and public nuisance laws, quote, by their actions and inactions, close quote, Ellison said. A possible next step could be a lawsuit. To kind of continue with that theme, Spencer, if we have these sound clips ready, let's start right off with cut number one. This is DFL Representative Zach Stevenson. He represents, I believe, it's House District 35A. It's Coon Rapids, Champlin area, I believe. Representative Zach Stevenson at a House DFL press conference from this past week. This is cut number one.
What we have right now is a situation where an automaker has produced a motor vehicle that simply is not safe to have in our community right now. You heard from the chief about the public safety impact that these vehicles are having. It's a tremendous cost, both financial and human, on our community. And the people responsible should be accountable and should step up to the plate and be the ones to bear the cost of fixing the problem. And that's what Senator Seeberger, Representative Tabke's bill does, is it ensures that it's the auto manufacturers, not the consumer, not the state, not the insurance companies, that have to foot the bill for the mistake that they created. It's unfortunate that they haven't already stepped up the plate to take care of it, but that's sometimes what happens. And so we have to take a strong action here at the legislature.
What we Now, I just read you some of the key quotes from Keith Ellison during his news conference, and then you just heard Representative Stevenson at the DFL House DFL press conference. There's one element responsible that was conspicuously absent from the talking points. Any idea what that might be? How about, the perpetrators of these crimes? Those who are stealing these cars? Those who are holding up people at gunpoint while they're stopped in an intersection and forcing them out of their vehicles and stealing them? Not a single mention of the criminal. This shouldn't come as any shock. This is standard far-left progressivism. Is that they blame the inanimate object. We as gun owners, Second Amendment advocates and legal gun owners know this all too well. Whenever there is a shooting, whether it's a spree killing or a shooting that takes the lives of a couple of victims before a good guy with a gun steps in, what is the focus always, without fail, before the bodies are even cold? The inanimate object. That is immediately what is cited. Not the fact that whoever is committing these atrocities had no right to own a gun or possess a gun in the first place because they wouldn't be able to pass a background check. So somehow they're getting a gun. Yet they don't seem to want to focus on how these people are getting guns to commit these atrocities. It's always the inanimate object with these people. And by the way, did you also hear Representative Stevenson and his laundry list of people to blame, whether it was the car manufacturers, the insurance company, whoever else? The laundry list of people that he blamed there. It gives a vibe of, that gal that was sexually assaulted probably shouldn't have worn a short skirt because she kind of had it coming. Or the guy who got mugged in that rough section of town. You know, he shouldn't have been walking around in that neighborhood after dark unaccompanied. But again, it seems like the biggest rebuke is for the victims. Or in this case, they want to go after an element, i.e. the car manufacturers, that had nothing to do with this. They make it sound as if they're deliberately undercutting safety, okay, in order to sell to have vehicles to be sold on the cheap. Well, in today's market, okay, people are looking for vehicles for that extra measure of safety. So I don't see how withholding safety mechanisms is their business plan. But again, reading Keith Ellison's quote. He's talking about, gathering information and whether the vehicle manufacturers violated Minnesota's consumer protection and public nuisance laws by their actions and inactions. And, if indeed they did, then maybe we'll go ahead and file a lawsuit. Couldn't you spend any of that time figuring out why the people committing these crimes are able to commit these crimes? Because I have a feeling if you look deeper into the perpetrators that are committing these crimes, there's a pretty fair chance that these are repeat offenders, because we're all into that restorative justice now where, we got to give them light sentences because we got to give them a chance to reintegrate into society. And then the millisecond they're back out of prison or wherever, they immediately reoffend. So if you actually look into the people committing these crimes and we find out more information, it's like, what is this person doing back on the street when they have this laundry list of violent offenses and yet we're given light sentences for all of them and now they're out free to do what they do, all of this stuff? And we've heard of that. We've heard of that taking place recently, and I'll have some more on that in the next segment. But this is why this is clear obfuscation and deflection tactics by the Attorney General's office and by House DFLers. Because if you actually look at those who are committing these crimes, again, vehicle thefts of Kia and Hyundais up more than 600% in St. Paul, more than 800% in Minneapolis. If you actually look at those who are committing these crimes, you would probably realize, that person probably shouldn't be out free and clear of these other crimes that they committed, because that would be inconvenient to their narrative. And it would also show that Republicans were definitely onto something when saying that far left progressivism, when it comes to public safety, it's not compatible. And unfortunately, Republicans couldn't take advantage of this last election cycle. But the problem isn't going away. And the issue is still going to be there for the Republicans to pounce and seize upon. Because remember, the offense is not nearly as egregious as the Republicans' reaction to it. So that's the kind of stupid society we live in now. So, yeah, speaking of restorative justice, we all warned you what would happen, Hennepin County voters, if Mary Moriarty was voted in as Hennepin County attorney. And not even a couple of months into her tenure, sadly, residents of Hennepin County are already reaping the negative whirlwind. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NARN show. And we do have our live stream up and running at our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page. Brad Carlson, the closer, back with another segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere.
Seeing in Paris, at the mall in Bloomington, or on horseback in Dallas. We're where you are. Listen to AM 1280, The Patriot, at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Some days, I feel so down, I can barely get out of bed. Is this depression?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment, and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org, sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
The institutions use the markets to create income and get better returns for their investors. They are consistent year after year using tools that most people know nothing about. Learn the skills to invest and trade with the institutions at a free investing class in our local Twin City Center or virtually at 952-814-4410. Discover the tools the institutions use daily at Online Trading Academy, 952-814-4410, or go to learnwithota.com.
C.S. Lewis once said, "Education without values seems to make man a more clever devil." A Christian education is the solution to this problem and can be yours for half price for your child's first year. TwinCitiesTuitions.com and area schools are working together to make this a reality for families just like yours. Now you can equip your child with the knowledge and moral foundation needed for them to make an impact in today's world. To see the full list of participating half-off tuition institutions, go to TwinCitiesTuitions.com. That's TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
For 30 years, Robbinsdale Women's Center, known as RWC, is the first step for women facing unplanned or unwanted pregnancies. The majority of women they serve are seeking or considering abortion, but through their free services, including an ultrasound and parenting program, women are empowered to choose life for their babies. Last year, 279 moms gave life to their babies thanks to support they received from Robbinsdale Women's Center. That's 279 children born, enough to fill nearly six school buses. You can make a huge difference in these women's lives by giving to RWC. Your gift will bring hope and life. Robbinsdale Women's Center needs your help so more women can have the opportunity and support to choose life. For more information on RWC's life-affirming work or to donate, go to rwcinfo.org. rwcinfo.org. Robbinsdale Women's Center. Saving lives. Changing lives since 1992. Make a difference today at rwcinfo.org. That's rwcinfo.org. info.org.
Isn't it time you trade your old Salt Hog for a new Wet Technology water softener from Commerce? Commerce will give you $400 for your old softener and haul it away too. Save salt, save water, and you're back. Go to Commerce.com. Commerce Water. That's Commerce.com.
The game, and you can act out the part, though you know it wasn't written for you.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot.
Tell me how can you stand there with your broken
Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson, the closer, closing out this weekend's edition of Northern Alliance Radio Network programming. And here to take your phone calls,
one thing can be
651-289-4488. That is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NARNshow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show. And you can also check us out on our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page. As Wild Wilson, our good friend from Texas, normally checks in each and every broadcast. Wild, as always, good to see you. Thanks for commenting, as always. And thank you all for tuning in, however you're tuning in, whether it's live or via the podcast later on. Continuing to talk about the public safety issue in Minnesota and how the Minnesota DFLers and the Attorney General all focusing upon the safety issues with Kia and Hyundais rather than the perpetrators committing the crime because, you know, it would just provide too inconvenient a narrative, apparently. And again, you know, the vibe, I'm sensing a little vibe shift here where if you drive a Kia or a Hyundai and you get your car stolen, you're treated like the idiot. You're treated like the perpetrator of the crime rather than the victim. So, well, I shouldn't have been driving a Hyundai. Shouldn't have been driving a Kia. That's what you get. Kind of like, you know, had you not been walking around that bad neighborhood after dark, you wouldn't have got mugged. Okay. Yeah, you know, you can question somebody's motives, but the idea that you're going to shift into victim blaming, it's pretty despicable. I bring this up because we have a situation with Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty, who won her election for Hennepin County Attorney, got 57% of the vote, which just unconscionable. And people were warning ahead of the primary as well as ahead of the general election, you appoint this person as your county attorney, they're into this restorative justice, which means light sentences for criminals, even violent criminals, in the hopes that they can be given a second chance to reintegrate into society. And, you know, you have to do it on a case-by-case basis. There are just some people where they have just this long rap sheet that they're just not capable of it. Yeah, I get it. Spending time in jail, that's supposed to be, you know, rehabilitation. It was never meant to be lifetime incarceration, but unfortunately there are some where, I hate to say it, evil exists and they should not be allowed in polite society again. But unfortunately, they're just kind of doing this one size fits all for this restorative justice, and it's just not working out. And I bring you to the case of a a fatal home invasion. You might have heard about this. It was a story of a 23-year-old young lady by the name of Zaria McKeever. She was killed in a home invasion last fall. Apparently, how I understand the story is her disgruntled ex-boyfriend hired a couple of teenage thugs to kill Zaria McKeever and her current boyfriend if he happened to be there. So these thugs broke into her apartment. The current boyfriend escaped out of the apartment, but she was fatally killed. And this is from a Star Tribune story. There was a 17-year-old, John Kamara, and Kamara and his 15-year-old brother, they were both brought up on charges, you know, murder charges. And there was a plea deal that Mary Moriarty reached, and it was up to the judge to accept it. Basically, this 17-year-old, John Kamara, he would get a 1.5 to 2 year sentence at the juvenile correctional facility in Red Wing and extended probation until his 21st birthday for his role in the shooting. And the prosecutors originally moved to certify Kamara and his 15-year-old brother as an adults so they could stand trial for second-degree murder alongside Eric Haynes, the 22-year-old man suspected of orchestrating the break-in. But last month, Moriarty's office abruptly changed course, offering the teens a chance to avoid a lengthy adult prison sentence in exchange for testifying against Haynes. So obviously, they took the deal. Now, it was up to a judge whether or not she wanted to accept those terms. So this is, Spencer, let's go to cut number two. Maria Greer
and her husband, whose first name escapes me, they are the parents of Zaria McKeever, the young lady killed in this crime. And this is from I believe a Channel 9 report. They had some pretty strong words for the prosecutor's office on how this justice was being meted out. Now, this was before they were trying to implore the judge to not take this plea agreement. So this is cut number two, the parents of Zaria McKeever.
Is he's going to get out and he's going to kill one of your family members. One of your family members.
Amen.
And he's going to get away with it again.
And we don't want that to happen.
On Sunday, Zaria McKeever's supporters and families called on a Hennepin County judge to reject a plea deal to two people charged with killing their 23-year-old daughter. The family says their victim rights have been violated, accusing newly elected Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty of prosecutorial misconduct.
This is a slippery slope, and it will continue to perpetuate itself over and over again like a vicious cycle.
In a meeting last Friday, Zaria's parents, Paul and Maria, say Moriarty informed them two of the three defendants may avoid trial and be out after a couple of years in a Red Wing juvenile program. Moriarty's predecessor, former Hennepin County Prosecutor Mike Freeman, was in the process of having the boys tried as adults before he retired.
This is premeditated murder. And we cannot send a message to young people that you can take a life and do 2 years under a juvenile sentence.
Yes.
Mike Amen. Freeman was on the right path, and we should have followed that path.
Last November, investigators alleged Zaria's ex-boyfriend Eric Haynes bought a gun and ordered two teenagers to kill her new boyfriend, as well as her if she got in the way. The then 15-year-old and 17-year-old boys allegedly left Zaria's apartment riddled with bullets while Zaria's boyfriend jumped out of a second-story bedroom window and ran for help. But when police arrived, they found Zaria shot dead.
They can go up in anybody's house, kill anybody, do anything they want to do. The police lock them up, and then y'all let them out to come and continue to kill our children.
Okay, we can stop right there. All sadly predictable. All sadly predictable. And unfortunately, these families are reaping the negative whirlwinds of this. I mean, you could listen to them trying to give this speech through their tears. They're devastated. They have to bury a child, which I don't care how old your child is, whether they're 20 or 50. If you have to bury someone you brought into this world, it's the most confusing, heartbreaking thing imaginable, according to parents who have experienced this. And yet, through that pain, they're willing to get up there and say, hey, we can't stand for this anymore. And I can't help but think it's a shot across the bow at those voters who voted in Mary Moriarty. And again, this was all sadly predictable. And to kind of tell you how the story ends, the judge, Tanya M. Bradsford, she accepted the plea agreement for 17-year-old John Kamara that would result in a 1.5-year to 2-year sentence at the juvenile correctional facility in Red Wing and extended probation until his 21st birthday for his role in the shooting. I find the law says I need to, so I am, says Bransford, noting that state statute compels her to affirm a deal when both the prosecution and defense agree to terms. I'm a judge, and I have to follow the law. So, again, this is, we hope and pray that these young men that are testifying against Zaria McKeever's former boyfriend, that this works for them, that they go through the couple years and after probation and up to their 21st birthday, that they get back on the straight and narrow and then they can make a positive impact in society. This is a disappointing outcome to be sure, but we should be able to hope for the best for them. So this is just this is something that was warned about. And of course, when you're bringing this forth in an election campaign, you know, Republicans, conservatives, those who are trying to get tough on crime, they're accused of hyperbole. Well, here you're seeing real world consequences of this. And the predecessor, Hennepin County, Mary Moriarty's predecessor, Mike Freeman, you heard this. He was going to charge these two young men as adults, 17 and 15. okay? An apartment riddled with bullets, right? I mean, that isn't something that just two innocent kids, you know, with rose-colored glasses are pulling off. But you hope for the best possible outcomes in this situation regardless. Darren in Invergrove Heights, Mark in St. Louis Park, thank you guys for calling in. If there's any way you can hold during the break, I promise I'll get to you gentlemen immediately when we come back. And if anyone else would like to weigh in, 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag NarnShow, or check out our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page for a comment or question. Brad Carlson, the closer, coming back with another segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere.
Want a place where your child learns to form their own opinions, seek the truth, and see the world through God's lens? At Liberty Classical Academy, love of God and country is not controversial. They teach the foundational principles of Western civilization, including the U.S. Constitution. They're raising up the next generation of responsible citizens this country needs. Discover how your child can begin a life that inspires at Liberty Classical Academy. Schedule a tour today or attend an open house. Search for Liberty Classical Academy.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement, creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Mitch Lyons, best-selling author and executive producer of a new Hollywood documentary called The Baby Boomer Dilemma. In this film, economists and Nobel Prize-winning PhDs from Wharton, MIT, and Stanford share a strange concept called the retirement discount. It gives you more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and your money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even people who are on track have shifted money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're 50 or older and want a bigger, better retirement, call Mitch Lyons Wealth to get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-578-3535. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you'll get it completely free. Plus, I'll include a copy of my book, Retirement of Steel. And I'll even pay your shipping and handling. No credit card required. Call right now. 1-800-578-3535. That's 1-800-578-3535.
I was 9 weeks along and didn't know what else to do.
I felt helpless and I didn't want to leave it up to her, but I didn't know what to do or say.
I didn't know there were other options available.
I didn't know it was a baby with a beating heart at 18 days.
Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people. So often we get calls just like this from men and women seeking help and alternatives. Our 800 hotline connects callers to the services they need for pregnancy, adoption, as well as post-abortion assistance. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of confidential counseling or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or check us out on the web, ProLifeAcrossAmerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is educational, non-political, and tax-deductible.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception. Pro-Life Across
America. I appeal to you to fight. I fully recognize not everyone has a fighting nature, but everyone can help fighters. What's wrong is not to do either. If the troops have no supplies, the troops are worthless. This station is a fighter. So there's a very simple way for you to help this station, and that is just patronize their sponsors.
Help us continue to keep the Twin Cities right by supporting the local businesses you hear on this station.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Thanks, as always, for tuning in. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NarnShow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show. Or, again, check us out at our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page where we have a live stream of the broadcast up and running. As promised, I want to get to our phone calls here real quick. Line 1, Darren in Invergrove Heights. Darren, go ahead. You're on the Northern Alliance Radio Network.
Good afternoon, Brad. I just want to say, I think it incredibly amazes me of the actual stupidity and hypocrisy of the left. If a woman, like I think you mentioned this, if a woman is dressed too provocatively, oh, that's not a reason that she's, and I agree, it's not a reason, a woman can dress any way she wants, but absolutely, the guy is guilty and he should be, you know, put away forever or whatever the case might be, 10, 20 years in prison. But Lori Lightfoot did the same thing in Chicago that the new Hennepin County attorney is doing here. She blamed the businesses for not having enough security that people would come in and vandalize them.
Oh, I remember. Stuff. Yep, I remember.
Yeah, and then when they did do it, she blamed the businesses again, saying, you made it so that they would become more violent because they're going to have to break through iron bars and stuff like that in the window. I don't get it. Anybody that votes on the left, I now look and just say, there is something wrong with you. You are either completely immature and stupid, or, I mean, look at the economy, what we're going through now with Biden in office. You talk to any person I know on the left will defend him, will say that, it's like our gas, grocery stores. I've never in my life went into a grocery store and saw empty shelves until this administration. But it's just absolute stupidity is the only thing I can think. And hypocrisy, unbelievable. Thank God for shows like yours on the weekend. So if people have more time and they can't listen during the week to the lineup you have, at least they get a voice of reason from you.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Darren. Thanks for the kind words. Yeah, you talk about Democrats blindly defending Biden. There's a few cracks in that now because he's starting to talk about going back to the Trump-era border policies, whereas those making asylum claims have to remain in Mexico before they can cross a border. So that's rankling some on the left for sure. So there might be a few cracks in there, which would be good to see. And it would be get your popcorn ready on that. That's for certain. Line 2, Mark, St. Louis Park. Mark, always good to hear from you, sir. How are you?
Thanks again for taking my call, Brad. First of all, don't hold your breath on Biden when it comes to anything that has to do with immigration. But real quick, the disparate impact, equity, restorative justice, that's all coming to bite the inner city. I'll just read you a quote from the Star Tribune. Mary is doing this for the black boys, thinking she's righting a historical wrong, but she's opened up a can of worms. LaTanya Reeves, chair of the Minnesota Civil Public Safety Commission. This is not what we meant when we said save our kids. So you're even when it's you're having now an impact in that community. And by the way, Mary Moriarty, 25-year-olds, up until 25, your brain's not fully functioned. Well, if I'm a defense attorney, and I've got a 15, even a 20-year-old right now who I'm defending for an assault or murder, I'm going to use that quote in the courtroom. And thanks again for listening.
Yeah, appreciate it, Mark. Always good to hear from you. Thanks so much. That's the amazing thing. You know, Maryland, Mark makes a good point. In Maryland, the state of Maryland, they're talking about not if there is someone younger than 25 years old that commits murder. They're not going to be charged with a felony because their rationale is their brains aren't fully developed. You have, and I may get to this clip later, you have the lieutenant governor of Minnesota saying we should listen to our kids when they talk about wanting to change their gender. So if a five-year-old says, five-year-old boy says, I want to play with dolls, and hey, we should listen to him, and by golly, start the transition to be a girl, but then yet 20 years, and then say less than 20 years later, that now that trans woman commits murder in the state of Maryland. Well, their brains aren't fully developed, so we can't charge the person with a felony. But when they were five, 20 years earlier, less than 20 years earlier, we can trust them to make a decision to have their gender changed. I'm getting ready to ask off of this ride. That's all I got to say. So, hey, going to take a dramatic shift here real quick. If you've listened to this broadcast for any length of time, and I've been on the air almost 12 years, you know what a sports nut I am. And particularly, for me, Vikings and Twins are like 1A and 1B as far as my favorite Minnesota sports teams. And, of course, Vikings country suffered a significant loss yesterday when the greatest coach, undisputably the greatest coach in Minnesota Vikings history, Bud Grant, passed away at age 95. I've talked about my Vikings fandom. I first became really passionate about the team in 1978, which was Fran Tarkenton's final season. And it was at the end of Bud Grant's incredible run where he coached the Vikings to 4 Super Bowl appearances in an 8-year span from 1969 to 1976. And in 1977, the Vikings got to the NFC Championship game, but got crushed by the eventual Super Bowl champs, Dallas Cowboys. And that's when the Vikings, had to kind of, they had to transition. Gone was Fran Tarkenton after the 1978 season. Alan Page was let go during the 1978 season. Jim Marshall you know, retired 1979. I know Carl Leller was traded away. So what the identity was of those Grant football teams, the Purple People Eaters defense, were all gone. Fran Tarkenton, their franchise quarterback for three of those four Super Bowls, he retired after the 78 season. So I really got into the team, you know, Fran Tarkenton's final season. Then they transitioned to, you know, a younger team. Tommy Kramer became the full-time starter in 1979. By the way, I got to hang out with Tommy Kramer last night. It was his 68th birthday a few days ago, and they had the birthday bash planned for weeks to take place at Pub 47 in Fridley last night, the same day that his coach, his first ever NFL coach, passed away. So I got to chat with Tommy a little bit and certainly expressed my condolences. Obviously, he was pretty saddened that his longtime coach passed away. But I remember Bud Grant and the reputation as he had. You know, they called him the Great Stone Face. I mean, he never changed his expression on the sidelines. And he was had that icy demeanor, never got too overwrought. I mean, you see coaches today, they're throwing their headset down, stomping and snorting and yelling at officials and whatnot. And, you know, Pete Carroll, who served under Bud Grant, his coaching staff way back when, you know, he's the, you know, he's more of a quintessential college coach, the rah-rah up and down the sidelines and busybody pacing up and down. And Bud Grant just in one spot, arms folded. And, of course, he was notorious for his players not having any luxuries whatsoever. There were no heaters on the sidelines. And this was when the Vikings played outdoors. The Vikings played outdoors the first 21 years of the franchise's history at Old Met Stadium, where the Mall of America is now. And it didn't matter how cold it got. There were no heaters. You could wear your long overcoat, but that was it. You didn't wear heaters. Or you didn't get standby heaters. You got to wear a coat. That was it. And the legend of Bud Grant was further cemented the Vikings playoff game. Remember they had to play those 2 years outdoors at TCF Bank Stadium while U.S. Bank Stadium was being built? Well, Bud Grant, January of 2016, 88 years old, was there to toss the ceremonial coin flip to start the game, walked out to midfield, not wearing a jacket, was wearing a polo shirt, 88 years old, and it was 6 below air temperature, and it was like 15 to 20 below wind chill. Didn't matter. So he walked the walk till the very end. So that's what I remember most about him, is that he just had that stoic demeanor. I would watch the Bud Grant Show. Mark Rosen hosted the Bud Grant Show on Channel 4 until after Bud's first retirement, the 1983 season. And, you know, he didn't yuck it up. You know, he didn't get overly emotional analyzing plays. He was just very matter of fact. And I was told by those who got to see the Vikings in their glory days go to those four Super Bowls, because, I mean, again, I was alive for those four Super Bowl appearances, but I wasn't old enough to really understand what it meant. They told me that's who Bud Grant was. That is just who he was. What you saw of him on the field, you know, when you first became a fan in the late 70s, that's who he was when he first took over in 1967. And in his third season, he took a team that they were 3-8-3, I think, Bud Grant's first season, 1967, to 2 years later, went to the Super Bowl. And obviously, you know, the notorious curse that the Vikings have, you know, they've been to four Super Bowls, but they never won one. You know, they just couldn't win the big one. They couldn't break through and win the big one. As we've gotten further away, people have given Bud Grant his props. So he retired after the 1983 season. Les Steckel took over, was a disastrous 3-13 season. Bud Grant came back in 1985 to kind of right the ship a little bit. And then he retired again after 1985, and then Jerry Burns, who rightfully should have taken over after the 83 season, Grant's first retirement, took over in 1986. So there you have it. Bud Grant, then 9 years after his second retirement, was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And this is where I was really taken aback by Bud the person, where he let his guard down, finally getting into the Hall of Fame. His longtime close personal friend, Sid Hartman, they were friends for 70-plus years until Sid died 2.5 years ago at age 100. Sid Hartman, of course, longtime Star Tribune columnist, introduced Bud at his Hall of Fame induction ceremony. And I want to play this clip. It's about maybe a minute long, maybe 30 seconds, not very long. This is the end of his speech where I watched the speech and was just taken aback at the emotion that poured out of him. So this is Spencer, cut number 9, Bud Grant, the final 30 seconds or so of his Hall of Fame speech.
Probably no coach is ever successful without a great staff. I was very fortunate I didn't have a lot of assistant coaches, and the reason was they stayed with us for a long time. John Michaels.
Offensive line.
27 coach. Years. Mm.
Day one.
Started in Winnipeg. John should be standing here today with me for all that he's done. And I thank him. And if my mother was here today, she's 93 years old, she couldn't make it, I'd look at her face and see the pride she'd have, well, that only a mother can have. And if my father was here, he was different than I was. He was a very gregarious guy. He'd stand up and he'd say, the kid made it. He finally made it.
We'll stop it right there. So there, I was just taken aback to see Bud shed tears and, you know, the headlines in the Star Tribune next day, hey, old stone face cracked. But from people who were really close to Bud, who was on it in his inner circle saying, you know what, he that is more of who he was, but he didn't show that to the public. He didn't want to show that to the public. And yet that just showed you what kind of coach he was. Yeah, he had all of these accolades, taking the team to 4 Super Bowls, giving the Vikings credibility from a also-ran team to his third season. They go to a Super Bowl, goes to 4 Super Bowls in 8 seasons, wins all these Central Division titles, probably one of the most stout defenses in NFL history, definitely a top 5 unit of all time, the Purple People Eaters. You know, and to show how much players thought of him. Jim Marshall is considered Bud Grant's favorite player. Bud Grant's been advocating for decades to get Jim Marshall in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Jim Marshall's been retired for 45 years now, and it hasn't happened yet. And Patrick Royce, who wrote a great column in the Star Tribune, reached out to Jim Marshall, and Jim Marshall really couldn't talk because he was still very, very deeply saddened by his coach passing away, his greatest advocate. And that just showed you the kind of person Bud was. Listen to all the people he was giving credit to. His offensive line coach being there from day one. Hey, he should be up here beside me. He's a big reason why I'm here. And then talking about his parents the way he did. It was just an incredible thing to watch after seeing Bud for all those years and then to see him get emotional like that. Something I certainly wasn't expecting when I watched that Hall of Fame ceremony back in 1994. So rest in peace. The late, great Bud Grant, gone at the age of 95. The greatest coach in Minnesota Vikings history, no doubt about it. 651-289-4488 is the number to call, as we've got one final segment coming up this hour on the broadcast. Bob from Shoreview is on line one. Bob, if you want to hold, I'll take your call, and we come back immediately on the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Go nowhere.
When everything is going wrong. So long now, you've forgotten how to smile.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Salmon fishing in Alaska, at an amusement park in Green Bay, or taking a stroll through Loring Park.
We're where you are.
Stream AM 1280, The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them. The weight works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
To be black in America today is to be labeled and used.
But it's not because America is a systemically racist country.
It is not.
It is not.
It's not.
It's because the loudest voices who say they have all the answers are actually the problem.
There are progressive forces and organizations dividing us as a people and as a country.
They stoke hatred and division
to hide the real problems and keep us angry.
And now's the time to return to our cultural roots of faith, family, and education.
There is a difference between being woke and being awakened.
We invite you to join us.
We invite you to join us.
We invite you to join us.
And take charge of our culture
and our future.
I'm Kendall Qualls, and together we'll put our families on the road to prosperity.
Learn more at TakeChargeMinnesota.com.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Minnesota.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Activities Administrators Association.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280, the Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. One final segment this hour. Only got a few minutes left, so I do want to take Bob's call. Bob from Shoreview is on line one. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry to switch back to the previous topic, but let me set it up again. A 14 and a 16-year-old murdered someone, and they get a year and a half for it. And then you had a caller that called in and said, well, I don't know if this is his view, but he talked about their brains aren't fully developed until they're 23 or 24. But I have an objection to that view. The conscience, the moral sense that God has put in every person is there from a very young age. A 10-year-old knows that it's wrong to commit murder. So to give him a real light sentence and not make the penalty fit the crime, you know, because supposedly their brains aren't developed, well, that has to do with knowing, you know, actions and the consequences of actions. That has to do with that. But it's a different story when you're talking about the conscience. That's a different aspect of a human being, and it's developed even in a 10-year-old. So how do you respond?
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Well, to be fair, I know what you're talking about. Mark brought that up. I don't believe that's Mark's belief. I think he was referring to something that I was also referring to, is there are some progressive legislators that are trying to pass legislation that, and particularly in Maryland, that it's not a felony if someone younger than 25 years old commits murder because their brains aren't fully developed. That's an argument that's being perpetuated by some progressive legislators, and I think Mark was referring to that. I don't believe that's Mark's belief, and if I'm misrepresenting Mark's viewpoint on that, Mark from St. Louis Park, feel free to call in and set me straight. But if I that is, I think, what he was referring to was more kind of a tongue-in-cheek remark than anything else. Speaking of which, you got to hear this to believe this. This is Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. Governor Walz signed an executive order protecting kids who want gender-affirming care. And Peggy Flanagan kind of continuing the drumbeat on trans. You know, we've got people are struggling, senior citizens want their taxes repealed on their Social Security. We've got this multi-billion-dollar budget, yet DFLers have been bogged down with these kind of particular issues. Yet conservatives are always saying, well, I need to lay off the culture war issues, need to lay off the culture war issues. And then yet the DFL responds with stuff like this. So this is Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, cut number three.
Because let's be clear, this is life-affirming and life-saving health care. When our children tell us who they are, it is our job as grown-ups to listen and to believe them. That's what it means to be a good parent.
Those of you who have kids, young kids, you know, school age kids, you know, under 18, or, you know, maybe even elementary school age kids, you as parents know how insane that is to listen to all of the whims of your kid. And when kids tell us who they are, they're to be believed. I told my mother when I was 9 years old that I was a member of the Rebel Alliance and that I needed to go to a galaxy far, far away to battle the evil empire. I wasn't believed. So where was Peggy Flanagan, someone like Peggy Flanagan, to advocate for me back in the late 1970s when I was a member of the Rebel Alliance? But I wasn't believed. And to make it worse, I was not. I was given no sympathy when I had a tantrum when I wanted to have for dessert chocolate frosting out of the container. My mother wouldn't allow it. Where was a Peggy Flanagan like advocate for me back then? That is just absolutely insane. And this perfectly encapsulates progressives today. Like we talked about in Maryland, they're saying, well, their brains aren't fully developed by age 25, so if they commit murder younger than that age, then, you know, we shouldn't attach a felony to it. But a 6 or 7 year old boy that likes to play with dolls and says, I want to be a girl, we need to rush right out and have gender affirming care and life changing surgeries and all that. Yeah, Peggy Flanagan talks about life changing health care, but it's I don't think it's the way that she necessarily means. And this is another indictment on our media about how those who realize what a horrible mistake transition was for some want to detransition, how that's not being covered. They don't want to cover both sides of it. What happened to democracy dies in darkness? Oh, yeah, that's going to be a big subject coming up here in the second hour. As we close out hour number one again, hour number two coming back in mere moments with me, Brad Carlson, the closer, AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network.
Closing time.
Immaculate Conception School is now accepting enrollment applications for fall 2023. Financial aid and scholarship funding still available. Schedule a tour today. Learn why Immaculate Conception School is your child's firm foundation. Search Immaculate Conception School.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances. heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-942-1451 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-942-1451 for your free quote. That's 800-942-1451.
Did you know that the Patriot mobile app can do more than just stream your favorite shows? Here's cool feature number one. You can set an alarm on our app that will automatically start streaming the Patriot at whatever time you decide. It's easy. Just open the menu in the upper left-hand corner, select Alarm, and choose a time. You can set it to wake you up in the morning with Hugh Hewitt or any of your favorite hosts. Download the free AM 1280 The Patriot app today.
Save 700 gallons of water and 250 pounds of salt this year with the new Wet Technology Water Softener from Commerce Water. Get $400 for your old softener. Commerce will haul it away, too. Commerce.com. Commerce Water. Go to Commerce.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.